We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Longtime college football coach, and he's now with us on the hotline. Coach, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Doing good.
Coach, we got so much to get to here. We're going to start with the quarterbacks because in Cleveland, we were just given some of the stats. The Browns have since 1981, Coach, the Browns have only drafted two quarterbacks that have played more than 3 years for the Browns. That's it. Tim Couch and Bernie Kosar, the only two since 81.
Wow. I knew Bernie Kosar played a great deal, but boy, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so once again, the Browns are looking for a quarterback. They're picking in the number one spot. So let's talk about some of these guys that could be going there. And most people are talking about Sam Darnold. Give us your thoughts on him and whether you think he's a good choice at number one.
Sam Darnold, you know, I got to see him several times this fall. Boy, his arm looks good. He looks like this guy is a good leader. He's done a good job of putting his team in the end zone. I think when you look at this guy, you look at his arm strength, you look at everything about the way he studies the game, the way he handles the team, the leader, everything looks good. The thing about this year, though, guys, is you got three or four quarterbacks that are going to come off pretty early. And what I mean by early, the first or second round. And Josh Allen is another one that was on our CBS Sports Network, on our station a bunch. And his junior year, guys, he was Brent Stover. I can hear him saying it right now. This guy's nothing but a gunslinger, and he's throwing the ball all over the field. And he's a big 6'4" guy. Didn't have as good a year last year, but I watched that the NFL when he went down to the NFL the college all-star deal. You know, I thought he was impressive just watching him on TV and then watching the last quarter. So I tell you, I kind of like Josh Allen too, but Sam Darnold, to answer your question, is he's an outstanding quarterback, no question.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Allen's got the size, he's got the arm strength that you want in a quarterback. You know, the one, and you're right about his junior year. He was a lot better there. You know, he had some better players around him, and his numbers, completion percentage numbers, Coach, were down this past season, and so a lot of people look back at that and they say he's a little bit inconsistent. And you know, I was down in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl and watched the practices. And at times he was inconsistent, but other times, man, he would throw such a pretty ball. And it'd make you scratch your head because you're like, you know, at times he's perfect. He does all the things you want in a prototypical NFL quarterback. But then other times he's like missing a slant in 7-on-7 or on air. And so you have to wonder about that a little bit.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why they're everybody's huddled up in the room, and
for
all
sure.
The scouts and all the evaluators, they're going over just what you just got through saying. Hey, he threw a 35-yard frozen rope on a on a skinny post, and he misses a slant or misses a quick out, and so it's those kind of conversations. But I don't know, you know, it's just you just got to watch them, and that's what they're doing, watching them way back from their junior sophomore year and on all the way up to that senior all-star week, and you never know.
You know, I want to ask you, you know, you coached forever in a lot of great places and have a lot of success. You know, the offenses in college now have changed a lot, my goodness, with what we see. It's so much spread. It's so much RPO stuff. And, you know, for these NFL teams to evaluate these players, it's certainly a guy like a Baker Mayfield is maybe one that comes to mind more than some of the other guys because of the offenses and the system and things like that. You think it's got to be tough for these NFL coaches to properly evaluate the quarterbacks, right, coming into the league, don't you think?
I think it is different, guys. It is different. I just was talking to David Lee, who's been an NFL quarterback coach for the last, you know, several years. And he mentioned the same thing. But I'll say this. You know, Baker Mayfield, the Lamar Jacksons, these guys, you go back to even Robert Griffin and Johnny Manziel. If you think you're going to take these guys and say, okay, we're going to make you guys NFL quarterbacks, get up under the center and we're going to teach you about, hey, here's the free safety, here's the Mike linebacker. We're going to go through all the things that they hadn't done. It's very, very difficult to make that transition. And so my point is, you take these quarterbacks like a Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, and I think that you just can't say, okay, you're the guy that's going to get up in the center, here's play action, here's drop back. That's not them. These guys are in shotgun, been in shotgun all their life. The RPOs that you mentioned, all of those things, different launching points, that's what they do. Boots and waggles, they can make it happen. And I've seen some accuracy. Baker Mayfield, the thing about Baker, I love his competitive spirit on the field, and I love his accuracy, and I've seen him just rip a secondary apart. And I'm just real curious how all these quarterbacks are going to play out, and even Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's an exciting guy.
Absolutely.
And this guy can run. He can make it happen. And so I'm anxious to see what happens.
We're talking with Houston Nutt, longtime college football coach, now college football analyst. Coach, the one guy we haven't talked about yet, Josh Rosen, obviously there's a lot swirling around him in terms of, you know, he comes from a rich family. Does he love football, all this stuff? Is he a hard worker? Does he question the coach? He talks about politics. But yet on the field, he throws probably the prettiest ball you're going to find of any of these guys. And when he played against Sam Darnold this year, for whatever that's worth, he outplayed him in that game. So what's your thoughts on Rosen, and how much should you read into the other stuff, not football-related?
Yeah, Rosen, as soon as you say his name, I go back to the Texas A&M game. And he's down by I don't know how many points.
35,
and
I think.
35 or 40 points.
Yeah.
And this guy, what you said, was so accurate, pinpoint passes, and, I mean, fun to watch. And so you feel like, you know, this guy can get it done. And then, you know, you hear things off the field, and I don't know. You know, you read a few comments, it makes you say, hmm. And so it's those kind of question marks that are probably, he's probably not as high as some of these other guys, but I think when you go watch him, it goes back to what you said. He throws one of the prettiest balls. He's the ball comes out of his hand with accuracy, knows where to go with the football. And so there's another quarterback right there that looks like if you had a throwing contest, he may outthrow all of them. So it's going to be interesting how you put, you know, you're judging the on the field, the off the field. Same thing with Baker Mayfield. He's got a little bit of off the field that – you love what he does on the field, but there's been some questions about off the field. So you just don't know, and that's why this is going to be a very interesting draft. And then you look at Cleveland. Cleveland's wanting a quarterback, and then you got a guy like Saquon Barkley sitting up there that, I mean, guys, this guy is a physical, tough running back that can protect. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. Excellent player.
You know, it's funny. We have conversation. This is what we do, Coach Nutt. We talk Browns draft literally like 24/7 up until the draft, because that's like the Super Bowl in Cleveland, and we go back and forth on Barkley. And you know, my partner and I, we've sort of lately fallen in love with Bradley Chubb, the big defensive end out of NC State, very productive player, fourth year guy who we have Miles Garrett here in Cleveland. I'm like thinking, I'm just my mouth is watering if I'm Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, thinking about, hey man, I could have Bradley Chubb on one side, Miles Garrett on the other. What do you think about that?
I love it. And I know Greg Williams will too. I got to watch him when he was at New Orleans Saints, and he had this little theme called Take It to the Edge. Mm. And he knows how to take it to the edge. And those edge rushers that you're talking about, you got to have those guys. You got to have the guy that's going to disrupt the opponent's passing game, get them behind the count. And you got to have those edge rushers, those difference makers, and you got to have a cover corner. And so it's those two things on defense that stands out. So definitely, you're talking about your mouth watering. There's no doubt about it. Bradley Chubb is a guy that is so quick, especially his first step, and the ability to get to the quarterback and make things happen, create havoc. You got to have that guy.
We're talking with former college football coach, now college football analyst, Houston Nutt. Coach, we spend so much time talking about the top of the draft, but you know, obviously, it's not just about the first round. There's a lot of the Browns have 9 picks. They have 3 second round picks. You know, as you look at this group, are there some guys that are not getting talked about as much, wherever they may be in the draft, that you like, that have stood out to you in the process?
Well, there's several, you know, and what's amazing is when you study, and you guys do this draft stuff and talk about it all the time, isn't it amazing when you look at, you even talk about a guy like Tom Brady, and he was picked where? Way down, guys, yeah. way down. And yeah. so the guys that do the scouting, and I have so much respect for, and that really do their homework, and they, you know, uncover those hidden gems that they find in the third, fourth, and fifth round. Everybody's ready, anxious, and ready for the first round, but it's amazing the playmakers and the difference makers that happen in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth round that come up and really help a team. And so there's a lot of names out there. You know, I like a guy like I got to watch James Washington a lot, a receiver at Oklahoma State, my alma mater, and I love how fast he is. Him and Mason Rudolph really. I love the way they hooked up, and it seems like he always created a difference. There was a difference in separation with whoever was trying to guard this guy, and then he would go up at the highest point and go get the ball and go over the middle. And so he had no fear. I love that toughness. And so, you know, I just think there's a lot of guys like that that are out there that can make teams. And it's about those individual teams, the scout reports, those scouts are in that huddle, they're huddled up right now. And those decisions made in the third, fourth, fifth round, man, that's the difference.
We're talking with former head coach and college coach for many, many seasons, Houston Nutt, now college football analyst at CBS. Coach, you were a quarterback in college. Am I reading this right? You played hoops too?
I did. I played for Eddie. I played for Eddie Sutton.
Yeah.
I played really more on the bench. I got to watch the triplets. I got to watch guys like Ronnie Brewer, Marvin Delf, and Sidney Moncrief, Jim Counts. They were all starters. And Eddie Sutton had two great assistants, Pat Foster and Gene Cady. It was a great, great time. We won the Southwest Conference, and I got to got to play every now and then a little bit, but it was great times, guys, great times, and it was a fun time. Then when I transferred to Oklahoma State, played, of course, at Arkansas football was Coach Broyles signed me. Lou Holtz came in after the first year, and then when I transferred, I played for Jimmy Johnson, and Jimmy Johnson was there, and then the basketball coach was Jim Killingsworth.
Wow.
And so I'm a very fortunate victim of circumstance to be around such just great, great coaches.
What'd you like more, hoops or football?
Hoops was always much funner because, you know, you didn't have the off-season, the two-a-days, getting up at 5:30 in the morning.
No doubt.
But there's nothing like, guys, the arena of football, going in that stadium, 100,000 people watching you play. I mean, you know, in some of those games. Now, I was in the Southwest Conference and then the Big Eight. Now, we didn't always have 100,000, but what I'm talking about is when you go to Lincoln, Nebraska, or Norman, Oklahoma, I can promise you, it's sold out. And I've never been beat like I did. I never will forget as a freshman or sophomore up there in Lincoln, Nebraska. And the fans were so good at Nebraska, they would clap for you as you'd go into the dressing room after they whooped you for 60 minutes.
All right, I got it. Coach, I got to ask you this. So you, after your playing career, you went back to Okie State and you coached for a little while.
Yeah.
So you coached Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas. Is that correct?
I did not coach them. Bill Schimmick coached
them. Okay, but you were there with them.
Yeah, Pat Jones was the head coach.
Okay.
Bill Schimmick was the running back coach. I coached Hartley Dykes. He was a big-time receiver.
Okay.
Out of Bay City. And, we had an outstanding team. Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders were just awesome, and they were great practice players and just tremendous competitors.
Barry Sanders is the best quarterback, best running back I've ever seen. For me, I don't know.
Period.
Both of them were great.
I could take both of them, but you know Barry Sanders is off the charts. There's no one like him. And his first step, I've never seen a running back, guys, that can
Amazing.
Get full speed by his first and a half step. I've never seen anything like it. The quickness and the agility of Barry Sanders and the spin move, he's so hard to tackle, guys.
Coach, before we let you go, coming up later, we got to go to the other side of Oklahoma. And we're going to have Barry Switzer on with us a little bit later. Is there any message you'd like to send to him?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you something. You got one of the greatest guests ever. He is the best storyteller there is now, and he's got a bunch of them. He's from Crockett, Arkansas, guys.
Okay.
I'm from Little Rock.
Yeah.
And so ask him about some crackling bread that he used to
crackling
eat.
Bread?
Going to, yeah. Very few people know about some of the bread some of these mamas made But he knew all about it, so ask him about one of the recruiting stories.
One of the recruiting what? What did you
recruiting
say?
Stories.
Oh, recruiting stories.
Recruiting stories when he's going into a living room and
talking to mom.
Crackling bread.
One of the very few coaches that knew about the crackling bread.
Okay.
Wow.
We are going to do that.
Yeah.
Good tip. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Coach Nutt, you're the best. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There you
Thanks,
go. Coach. Houston Nutt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.